sultry August night, when the murky sky hid the stars, a young man slept outside the walls of the city. He stirs as a foot lightly touches his chest to the tinkling sound of silver anklets. Who is it? His vision clears, and he sees a dancing girl, starred with jewels, drunk on the wine of her youth. She lowers her lamp to stare at his face, made beautiful by austerity. Forgive me, young holy man, but the dusty earth is not a fit place for your bed. Come to my house and be my guest tonight. He replies, go your way, woman. When that time is right, I will come to you. Suddenly, the night shows its teeth in a snarl of lightning. A storm prowls the sky, and the girl trembles. Springtime is here. The air is filled with music from a distant flute. Fragrant blossoms weigh down the trees, leaving the town empty. Everyone has gone to the woods for the festival. One lone monk walks the streets, listening to lovesick birds sleepless overhead on the mango trees. Upagupta walks outside the gates and stands beneath the ramparts. What woman is this dying at his feet, her body blackened with sores, driven away from the sight of the town? The young man sits by her side. Taking her head on his knees, he moistens her lips with water and rubs oil on her sores. Who are you, merciful one? She asks. He replies, I told you I would come to you when the time is right.